Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning, everyone.
Get access to actionable news and market research with all the information you need to invest smarter and profit faster. Start your free trial today at pro.benzinga.com.
Everybody, hope you all had a great Turkey Day. It is a good thing we decided to do a show this morning. I'll say that because it's good. It's been a pretty crazy morning so far. Man, do we have a lot going on. Joel is here. Mitch is here. I'm here. I think Dennis will probably join as well because he won't want to miss this. You won't want to miss this right now.
This is Pre-Market Prep with Joel Conan, Dennis Dick, and Spencer Israel.
All right. What's up, Joel? What's up, Mitch? How we doing?
I don't know, man. I just wanted to watch some football, but
this is unexpected, is it not? I mean, I woke up this morning and everything was down. Joel, same to you, right?
Yeah. Did we show our little graphic yet?
Well,
Are we saving it?
Well, we can show it if you want a
because this is what happened in the market, folks. Right. Rug pull. We traded up to 47.17 on Thanksgiving during Thanksgiving Day. I was watching it and
there it is.
We go.
Yeah.
There it is.
That's Lucy. The big old whoops.
Yep, there it is. We'll just go straight to the numbers because I got the screen share on. I sure
do. Yeah, we got it.
Oh, boy. This just doesn't. Now, TradeStation messes up a little bit here. This doesn't accurately reflect how high we traded. This was 6 p.m. Thursday until 1 p.m. on Turkey Day. We traded up to 47.17, and then we started the leak, closed at 1 p.m., right? And then this is the leak. This is the news. This has been a pretty orderly sell-off. We got down to 45.97. Of course, I had to add numbers to my sheet. The low of the month is 86.50. We had another low at 93.25, pre-market low, 97. Are we going to get down there in an expanded range day? Oh, I don't know. We'll see. But there are some daily support levels in that area. I'll tell you right now, if we got a pop to get up to this 50 handle, like 46.50, 46.60, that would be mid-range on the session. That would also fill the gap from Friday's low. I'd be licking my chops there, but that's 40 handles away. We'll see. We'll see if we can get up that high. Crude tanking. Who's going to need crude like in another pandemic? Down 475 and 73.65. Have to figure out a new retracement. A little flight to quality here. Gold after the bad week last week, bouncing back. That's up $24. That's a nice move. 1808.20. Silver in the green by 13 cents at 23.63. No safe haven in Bitcoin. They did have the old Turkey Day rally going on. They got it up. It was near 60K. Now we're down 3,600 at 54,000. 210 Ethereum's going the same way on a percentage basis. That's down $255 at 44,060.
I would just say on the crypto front, Joel, when I went to bed last night, I was ready to call victory. Victory for me. I was right. I said everybody. everybody, Ethereum, it's going to rip after Thanksgiving. I'm telling you. And it was. It was. It was up 5, 6% last night. And I wake up this morning and no. So, oh well. You can't win them all. But holy moly, if you are watching the show and you somehow don't know the news, the headline of the day is that last night a number of countries came out and said that, well, actually mainly South Africa came out and said a new COVID variant has been detected in South Africa. We are already seeing several reports this morning of this same variant being detected in other countries in Africa, in Europe. There is a number of countries that have shut down their travel from Southern Africa already. Israel did it. The UK did it. You're getting the WHO, World Health Organization, meeting on it today. We don't really know much. All we really know is that apparently, based on the early indications, it does seem to be pretty contagious. But two big caveats, right? We don't know how deadly. We don't know how effective the vaccines are against it. So those are the two big things, the two big question marks. Regardless, the market does not wait for anyone. The market jumps to conclusions, and this is why we are down today. We will spend the rest of the show talking about this. Is the reaction justified? Is it not? What do we do about it? But that is the story of the day.
What did our Ouchie Fauci have to say?
He was just on CNN a few moments ago, and he basically said the exact same thing I said at the end there, which is that we don't know. We have two huge question marks, right? We don't know if the new variant will be resistant to the current vaccines, and we will decide on a travel ban potentially after we get more information. But B11529 sounds like a Star Wars droid. It is not a Star Wars droid. It is the name that we have for now of the new variant. And it is ripping through markets today. So we don't know is the bottom line. We don't know a lot. This is not the first new variant we've had, obviously. But until we learn more, it seems like
reported deaths?
No, I don't think so. I think we only have like 22 confirmed cases of it so far. But it seems to be unusually contagious in the early goings. But again, if the vaccine works against it, then who cares? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
If it's not deadly, then who cares? But we don't know those things yet. So Mitch and I were talking, this morning, it's probably the reason that we're down today like this is probably it's a combination of two things, right? It's this headline, but it's also the timing of the headline, because there's nobody's home right now. There's no liquidity. It's Friday after Thanksgiving. No one's at their desks. No one's trading. That's probably exacerbating the sell-off this morning.
Right. Okay. Things have not been peachy keen here in Michigan. I mean, there's nothing new. I mean, cases have been on the rise here in Michigan. Hospitals are still not full yet, but it's the hospitals, it's the deaths. And what about our boy Scott Gottlieb? Has anybody heard from him yet? He should be.
He's the one that proclaimed the pandemic over. So I don't know. Waka Waka in the chat saying 100 confirmed cases from Africa, 2 in Belgium, 5 from China. So anyway, let's just make our way through the carnage here.
Before we do, I just want to say one thing. This is not a surprise. Okay. Pandemics, the first thing that Lisa said when she talked on the show last year is like pandemics don't last a year. They don't just come and go. There's different phases of it right now, and you have to be prepared for it. So this is just a different phase. And in fact, not talking about going away. This is something that is going to be here in some form, shape, or form for a long time. So you could, we could gauge the market's reaction to this, but this is kind of like, this is the new reality. And people, you know, people that think it never took place, well, you can keep thinking that. People that think it's just gone, they can think that too. But this is something that we're going to be dealing with for a long time. So yeah. Let's go.
Yeah, I mean,
definitely.
And the chat is, you know, sort of agreeing here. I mean, the timing is not helping things, right? That really, this is actually, I think, normally one of the slowest, if not the slowest, day of the year in the U.S. market, right? Maybe the lowest volume day of the year. Like nobody's trading today. Only psychos trade today, but.
And they got the market going. What?
They got the market going. So
I'll tell you one thing, guys. It's definitely going to be one of those days where you think there wasn't going to be some trading going on, but I think there's going to be some trading going on now. Definitely, we got
for sure
a lot of movement. I know Dennis is probably out there kicking himself because this is one of those days that is definitely an arbitrage type of day.
Oh, so, boy.
Yeah.
All right. So let's
run through.
Yeah. Let's go. The hand that's dealt us, right? That's what we do here. We get dealt the hand and we're like, okay, what are we going to do?
Okay. So we do have some big time gainers, like big time gainers today. The stocks are moving positively off this news. These are going to be your mask stocks, right? Your medical supply, some smaller medical supply names that you wouldn't have heard of, but are ripping off this. Names like ISPC, iSpecimen, which is up 70% this morning.
Is that a new one?
Yeah, there are so many new ones, Joel. There are so many new ones.
ISPC?
Right? ISPC. Mm-hmm. That's it.
And they're
perfect day to bring a headline out, right?
Yeah. So
mask maker.
Health supplies.
Like health supply company. Yeah. So yes, and then you have like another one, AHPI, right? Allied Healthcare Products, AHPI. Those are your two big gainers this morning. On my filtered movers tool in Benzinga Pro. And then if you can think back to the other mask maker names from last year, you can talk about APT, right? You can talk about Lake. Those are the names that we know about already. But you do have some big time gainers this morning moving off of this. You know, and then you can go to the vaccine stocks, right? Moderna is having a good morning. BioNTech is having a good morning. Novavax is having a good morning, right? You do have some. So it's not like everything is down today. It feels like it is, but you do have some stocks moving in the other direction. This is good. This is probably as clear of a trend day as we've had in quite some time. And the trend so far this morning is if you are a company that deals in medical supplies, or if you are a stay-at-home company, you're trading higher. If you are a reopening company, you're trading lower, and it's pretty cut and dry, like as cut and dry as we've had in, like I said, in quite a while here. You can look at Netflix, right, in the green, Zoom in the green, Peloton in the green. All the airlines are down. All the cruise lines are down.
A smart person here. BZMB, I had to recreate a chart, and he noticed it wasn't linked to my other charts. This guy knows my charts better than I do. All right, so what do we do? What do we do with these stocks, right? What do we do today? What do we do? What do you do? Well, let's just look at them individually, and then I'll just give you some parameters.
Yeah.
If you're not, I don't have any of these. I mean, I have the Pfizer. I'm not selling it. I have Peloton, and I don't even want to talk about it. I don't have, but. Let's say you have these stocks today, right? Yep. And they're in your short-term portfolio. What was the first one that you gave me? The iSpecimen? What is that one?
Yeah, ISPC. Yeah. So, I guess let's group them together. The first group is the high flyers of the day, ISPC and AHPI and like APT and Lake. Yeah. Let's say we'll call it those four, right? Those are your – mask, quote unquote, I don't know, your mask plays.
I'll put them in the industry. They fall into diagnostics and research.
There we go. Okay. So we've got like four or five of those names, right? These are big time today. This is group A for this morning. What do we do here, Joel? If we are correct in saying this is probably an overreaction, then it would stand to reason that these are the first things to go.
What happened? First of all, what happened to this thing on? Tuesday. What happened to this thing on Tuesday? Did they just jam it?
It's just a low floater. This is a low floater, Joel. Mm-hmm. It's got a ton of craziness involved.
Okay. First of all, if you have targets at 1703 and you're at your target price, I would say, you know, stick with your plan. Number one. I wouldn't. I mean, if you're buying these and you think they're just going to keep going, good luck. I don't really have any. I can't give you an area. I could give you what looks on the 15 minute, but you know that could change in 15 minutes. I will say you got some bag holders in this one. You snuck over 19, a couple 18 over a couple days ago. You got 18 and a half. They liked it in the pre-market. Got through 18 and a half. It got to 19. So for this one, I would look for it to get, if it didn't get up 18, 18 and a half, 19, 19 and a half, 20, I expect this one to roll over. A little bit overhead supply now. Well, that's a unique situation.
Speaking of bag holders, Joel, if you want to pull up APT or Lake, I mean, those are also ripping higher, but those are the ones that ripped higher last year, and everybody's down in those now. If you held the entire time, I'm not saying you did, but if you did, right? So if you look at either of those, every rip has been a rip to sell.
I 650 for this one. I know it traded over 680. Now you're back at 629. I mean, 650 was resistance. I would look at the 650. Low of the move yesterday. This one's not 22%. It's just a lower price stock. So I'm looking at resistance here. First things first, 650. See if you get taken out there, and then the pre market high. You had a double. A double top, 686 here. And what was this off the 4 a.m. pop? 687. So that's for those two. And then you mentioned
Lake.
Where is Lake?
APT and Lake are kind of.
Look at them as one and the same.
Yeah.
Oh, like all these people from the 15th are getting their money. Well, they were getting their money back. That's a big fade. That hit 22, started to get into the gap. I don't know. You're at 2031. I don't know where it's bid or offered, but 21, you know, is you have to look at that because that's what the 5-day high. So that's a resistance in that one. That's not, wow, this one used to move. This makes me think that a lot, you know, that people aren't as when you see this. I mean, it hit this one didn't get much up a buck, 6%. I look at 21. Okay, what and
I would look at it this way, right? Because your two biggest gainers of the day are ISPC, AHPI. If you said Spencer, you have to chase one of them, or you have to chase one of these mask suppliers. I would say okay, I would much rather chase ISPC or AHPI than I would APT or Lake. Because APT and Lake have and VALN too, Valneva have much more overhead supply than, or maybe not VALN, that was wrong. But Lake and APT have much more. There are people in this thing from a year and a half ago, right? I mean, who was in ISPC from last week? That is down money, right? That's down money. Nobody, right? Right? Or AHPI, right? So those are going to be your YOLOs, your memers, your crazy traders. That's what they're going to be trading today. They already are, frankly. So I would do what Joel does, and this is why like pre-market highs and lows are important. We look at dailies as well. I don't know how relevant the dailies are in this case. They're probably
it's great when you can get your dailies like to coincide. Those pre-market levels. For this one, I mean, what we're seeing now is that there was a pop, and the pop was sold. In all these stocks. Whether that trend's going to continue or not, we don't know. But the news has been digested. It hit. You had the 4 a.m. open. For this one, you're over $1.30 off the high, right? You got over $10 in AHPI. 10-19. And man, look at just 10, you know, 9.95 was this high here. I mean, it's, they could be strong, but I think if you're long them and you're waiting for more, see if you get back up to those pre-market highs.
Yeah. So and just to be clear, I wouldn't chase diddly squat up here, right? No. ISPC, AHPI. If I had to, then I would pick one of them, but I would not. I would absolutely not chase these things up here. As Joel said, they're already off the pre-market high. That's your bogey right there. Mitch, do you have thoughts on these?
Yeah, so what I would do is I'd just be watching these out the gates. You want to see the strong ones remain strong. So what Joel's pointing out there is that the strong ones are starting to show weakness going into the bell. So look to see if they get that strength to come back in at the bell. Ones that I would watch some that didn't make that big of leaps and are kind of near daily breakout points. CODX is one that I'm going to give out that we didn't mention. That's Code Diagnostics. I do like that one. If it can get back above 950 today, test back up there towards the 10, that one's going to be one to keep on watch. And then you guys also can watch INO, but there's a lot of these. So we always talk about the relationships. Watch for these to all kind of move in an area. And I don't think you're going to see kind of different correlations where you see like some of them moving up and some of them moving down. It's probably going to all move in that one direction. So I'll be looking for that to at least give me a tipping of the hat. Then I can go ahead and react.
All right. The largest news magazine in Europe is reporting that the WHO is saying there is no need for new travel restrictions over this new variant.
Let's actually use that to pivot into the travel area. Let's go into travel.
You know what? Should we finish up on let's finish up on the drug stocks.
Okay.
You want to touch some health?
Yeah, because Pfizer.
Yeah.
336.
Moderna's up 11% this morning. Right. BioNTech.
This thing's going to be wild. If you have this on for a trade, 336 in Pfizer is like, I can't tell you. I mean, it's traded 3 million shares. That's a lot of stock. So, right. You know, they could, I don't have the New York open book. They could take out what's open to the book. But, I mean, buying Pfizer up three. I mean, there'll be, if you want to buy this today, see what happens off the open. Because I don't see you opening this up at 54.5, going 55, 55.5, 56. I mean, the way Pfizer's trading on days like this, it's holding up pretty strong because I think the thinking is that, oh, Pfizer's going to come out with something. I saw someone mention in the chat they're going to come out if this is a true variant and we need another vaccine. That's all conjecture and speculation. This is a new all-time high. You are obliterating the former all-time high at 52.84. You're over $2 above that. Keep an eye on your pre-market high. Your pre-market high is 54.44. But just be aware when you go over to the dailies here. Oh, a couple days we stopped at 51.4, just under 51.5, right? That means there's going to be paper in the book at 51.5. Those people are probably not going to cancel their orders on this news, right? 51.5, 52, 52.5, 53, 53.5, 50, I mean, on and on. So there is going to, in the designated market maker has to find buyers to satisfy all those sell orders. So, man, opens up here, 54.50, 55 bid, then shame on me. This looks like if you got the weeklies, think about this too. If you got some weekly options in this one, let's say you sell at the open. Let's say you just took a flyer on the 53 calls or whatever. You sell on the open. Let's say the open's 54.25, right? That stock could be at 54.5 at noon, and that call could be at a less price because they're going to be – the premiums on this are going to get jacked on the open. So just keep that in mind. That's what I'm looking at in Pfizer. Merck's not having a good day. Give us the Merck news.
Well, yeah, there's actually a couple. Ironically, there's a couple of COVID vaccine / treatment related headlines today, independent of all this other stuff going on. So the Merck headline is that they had some data out on their pill, which we haven't haven't heard much about for quite some time, and I guess the efficacy of the pill was much lower than originally thought. I'm reading here from the Benzinga Pro. It is still effective. It did reduce the risk of hospitalization, but what number did you say, Joel? It was like 30% efficacy?
Yes.
Yeah. And then so that's Merck. And then the other one is Ocugen, OCGN. The FDA put a clinical hold on Ocugen's investigational new drug application that would evaluate Ocugen's COVID vaccine. So that's on hold. Ocugen's COVID vaccine is on a clinical hold right now by the FDA. So that's not great. That's your biggest loser of the morning. And Merck with their COVID pill gets less effective than previously thought.
Yeah, this one, a lot of people caught in this one. I don't know if you want to try and buy the dip. Pre-market low, and this one comes in at 513, getting a little bit of a bounce. The Merck, I mean, it has its setbacks here. This has been a real volatile stock. You're breaking down. You're off the pre-market low of 78.20. It just looks like you might find some buying interest here, right here. If that backs off again, 78.11. So the way it feels right now, Merck got hit, but it's getting the bounce now. I think it's going to be a little bit tougher to buy it closer to that that pre-market low. And if this thing gets anywhere near unchanged on the session, let alone what's the bottom of yesterday's range? That could happen. 81.96, if you're looking for just a short term, that's what? $2 away, the way these things are going to be moving around. You never know. You don't know unless you have your orders out there on days like this.
Breaking news.
When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. In the minutes I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/prep. Just go to Indeed.com/prep right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/prep. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Pfizer put out at Reuters reporting that Pfizer says that it's the vaccine escapes variant emerges, that the company will develop a vaccine against that variant in about 100 days.
Oh, so see, guys, everything is fine. It's all fine.
They said that if it escapes, we'll make another one in 100 days. We got that.
Great. Matt Miller just dropped us a 5 spot to look at BFRI. That's another one. There are a whole bunch of these low float biotechs ripping today. And I'll just show you guys in the Benzinga Pro how I'm on the movers tool. You could just see. I mean, we talked about a few of these already here, but BFRI, BIMI, GOVX, right? VALN. There's just a bunch of just low float biotechs.
Wow, this is so
today. New.
This is such a new stock.
Yeah.
Wow.
They all have like less than 10 million shares in the float. They're liable to do freaking anything. Yep. I don't like these things don't trade technically. They barely trade much.
Why did this thing pop on? These days are tough. Why did this thing pop on Wednesday?
They got initiated at a buy at Roth Capital. I think that's the only coverage on this stock.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
good timing by Roth Capital.
I'm pretty sure Roth is also an underwriter of this IPO, but I could be wrong.
So for this one, since I have absolutely no data to give you on this.
Yeah.
This one, I mean, I see the pre-market high at 798, but just the way this thing is trading and the activity, I mean, it's faded now as we speak. So I think that pre-market high is good, but I think this one you could see one of these moves where it goes, you know, and this is just looking to the right and looking to and not looking to the left and just – given my ideas from what I'm seeing, this one could like blow to 8, blow through 8, go to 9, go to 10, go to 11, and then turn around and come back down and come back through 8, come back down through 750. So, you know, pick your targets right now. You want to see them. It's imperative that this goes through the pre-market high. Right now, that pre-market high is just under $8.
We spent like half the show talking about the crazy stocks. Let's go to like the stocks that are moving, but a little bit less crazy, right? Like the stay at home plays, right? Like Zoom. Right?
Okay, let's go to Zoom,
which is up 10% this morning. Peloton, Joel, you're having a great day this
morning. Yeah, oh boy, right? I'm going to the bank.
Joel's going to the bank. Netflix, right? If you are a stay at home play, you're up. Now, this is so if group number one was the crazy low float biotechs that are ripping higher by 40%, this is what I'm going to call group two. These are your stay at home plays. Let's group them all together. Assume they will all trade the same way today. What do we do with these? I mean, they're not all the same because some of them are in uptrends, some of them are in downtrends.
Exactly.
But maybe that's important context here because Netflix is a very different stock from Zoom. But what do we do here?
So I would say there's about two different types of stocks there that we're going to find, right? We're going to find the stocks that were staying in the trend, and we're going to find stocks that were coming out of the trend in the stay-at-home trade. Of course, Joel and I, we got Peloton and Bodied. So those are some that are oversold that I could see bouncing back into this move. A little help on the story. We need some help on the story. So what are you thinking here, Joel?
Peloton up 354. See, here's the problem with this. And I think I mentioned this on the shows last week. Like, I don't even know what my average cost is or whatever. And I don't know what anybody's average cost is. But there are people, and I'm not talking just about Kathy, but there are quantitative traders that are buying this thing in mass, and they're buying and they're averaging down. And they're buying a lot of shares. And let's say I'm just throwing out numbers here. What's the low of the move? The low of the move was made at 41.13, right? That was on, these days mess me up because today's Friday. So that would be Wednesday on Tuesday. So they're just averaging in at like prices that other people wish they had. They get a pop like this, they're not looking for 50. They're not looking for 60. They're not looking for 70. When you have that kind of size on, now you're 7 points off the low. So, you know, for this thing, if you think this thing is just going to catch a bid and just keep on running and running, good luck to you. But I just think that, and that's going to work against Peloton going the whole way up. You're going to have these people getting out of short. Nothing really fundamentally has changed on the company, right? People aren't running out to buy Pelotons today, you know?
How often do we say we sell rips in stocks that are in downtrends? This is what this is.
Look at this pop that you had here.
Yeah, yeah.
And look what they did to it. Now, is this going to be different? I don't know. You better get to $48, right? If I was, I'd rather buy it at 48.10 than 47.50 because at least you took out the pre-market high. And then you can just go like $50. I mean, if this thing saw $50 today, I'd be surprised. Who knows? Stocks can do anything. We don't know anything. Your next daily high is 50.08. But what if you scooped this thing up at 42.43? And you know, you say you were prepared, to hold it for a while. You get that kind of percentage move. So I get going through 48. I'm looking at 50.08, That's the 19th high, and then the next daily high is 5180.
I got one question, though. Does this push you over the top of buying maybe today on the Black Friday with discounts?
Yeah, but when are you going to see those results? I mean, yeah,
I'm just saying, like, you know what I mean? Maybe it plays into people's mentality today thinking, well, if there's variants out there, then maybe I do need a Peloton.
It's interesting timing. I mean, if you, I can't dispute that. I mean, it changed your Christmas list from, going to buy,
Today's the day that if you're Peloton, you better drop that thing.
instead of buying, swimsuits and goggles, you know, buying the it did deter me. I didn't hop on that Peloton this morning. I went right to the gym and went swimming at 5:30.
Hey, Mitch, check out my private message for a second. We're trying to get Dennis on here in the background.
Yeah, I can take care of that. Okay. I'll work in the background for you.
Okay. And then here's a chart that is less cut and dry. Stay at home play. DocuSign, Joel. Why don't you look at DOCU? It is up today because every stay at home stock is up today, but the long-term trend is less clear.
Yeah. I mean, this one, you think this is a stock that could potentially do well in any kind of environment, right? Not as well, but I mean, it's become acceptable. I don't know how many things I've done, on DocuSign. So probably better, as a stay-at-home play. But to me on this one, if I had a target on the upside, because this one is still bid. I mean, it's still right at the pre-market high. What about 262.36? You're looking for another $6 on this one. That's the next daily high. I really don't even see any. I see a close and a low at 63.11, 63.34. So I'd use that as a target today in DocuSign. And then you can see it opens up even more after that. But that's still $6 away. I'd be using a target where to buy this thing. You should have bought it on Tuesday or Wednesday. I can't give you really a good buy entry point.
And yeah, just guys, think back to last year. Think back to the last year we cut the stock market into two groups, right? It was your reopening stocks. It was your stay at home stocks. And all your stay at home stocks, like DoorDash today, stay at home play, trading higher, right? Disney is interesting too, because Disney, really is a reopening play, but it got valued as a move like a stay-at-home stock because they had Disney Plus. But really, it's a reopening play, right?
What, so, do I get rid of the 150 line now?
Yeah,
Look at that.
Yeah.
Look at that.
No, I'll keep it.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm going
to
go to
– what was?
Let's cheat. Let's go to this monthly low. What was this one? That monthly low was 148.34. So I'm gonna erase this because I just did the 150 because it was just a ballpark number. So we're gonna get official on this one and we're gonna go 11. What's today? The 26th, right? And then we're gonna go with that one. What was that exact monthly low here? 148.34. I'm going to have to put that in again. I'll get that in America. So if you were waiting for the 150 and you missed it and you would decide to wait a little bit, now you're getting a little bit more of a discount, 148.34. That was your December low before you took off. The only thing you're looking at here is you still got the Disney Plus premium in here. But now Disney Plus, I mean, in a COVID environment, does that take on a little different complexion?
It makes Disney a bit of a conundrum because it is a reopening play, but it moved like a stay at home play because Disney Plus. So, So the chat just remember it as well. Against all this, because Tim was on the show on Monday, against all this environment is we do have some option expiries messing with things this morning. So that's just another.
This is a gift. If you have some, like if you got the 150 puts or something, I mean, whatever there is in option land here, whatever you're tired, if you got something that's juicy, I mean, just I'm just talking short term here. If you have longer term positions, let them run. But this is a gift. A gift open on the downside. If you get stuff opening down, and I think it's a gift open on the upside. I mean, it's not, you know, it's because especially with these the premiums the way they are, left for dead, you know, people probably have, you know, 150 puts. Oh, close at 150, 134. This is going to be a loser. And that's what you had buying on that 146. People, oh, thank heavens for the variant. I get to, I'm making money on my 150 puts. I'm going to buy the stock at 146. I know I'm out at 150. I mean, that's what's going on in the markets. That's
Joel, I know you're doing a great job taking over the rants of Dennis Dick, but we actually have him here. I'm going to bring him on. Let's see if we can hear him.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Dennis, can you hear us?
I hear you, Mitch. I don't hear anybody else. What's going on? What's happening with the market?
So it's going to be a little difficult for you to hear Joel and Spencer, but I got you in here.
Okay.
Okay. So at least so everyone just, can hear you.
I'll just go on a rant here then. For yeah, go minutes. For I it. I can't hear you guys. So.
It's like the same thing.
All I want to say is I take one day off this year. This is, I think, my first day off this year, and this is what you guys do to the market. I allow no other days off, apparently, because you guys just can't control the markets without me. You need me there, providing liquidity. So anyways, I booked this day off. It's typically historically pretty slow. I'm obviously yesterday, so I had a nice long weekend traveling, hotel with the kids, all planned out. And then, you know, I'm looking at the futures last night. I'm like, what is going on? And then, you know, you see the South African strain thing. I'm like, oh boy, here we go again. So I'm trying to trade from an iPad from my hotel room. Obviously, my wife's not impressed because I never take a day off. Here I am trading from my hotel room. Anyways, working out of some Amazon, working out of some different positions. I mean, this is typically a pretty good day for retail. Black Friday, that is not going to be the case today for obvious reasons because retail is reopening and you can clearly see we have a reopening trade going versus a stay-at-home trade. Looking this morning, I am driving now, so I'm not at the markets right now. But I was checking 20 minutes ago with the IntelliDoc, Zoom, Peloton, the video gamers, you know, a lot of different tech names, obviously catching a bid here because this is a clear move to stay at home once again. And then a clear, like, major selling pressure in everything that is reopening, which is the cruise line, the airline, the casinos. You can go, obviously, you know, into retail, which is having a rough day too. The banks are having a terrible day. So there's clear separation happening here. And it's a lot of, you know, the opposite of what has been happening lately because these sectors have been strong. So you're seeing not only, you know, people caught, you know, overnight here, you've got people caught that were buying strong and selling the weak. And you're seeing a reversal of that here in a lot of those names this morning because of this South African variant. Now, I'm a little bit in the dark because obviously I'm from a hotel room. I don't have my Benzinga Pro. So, you know, I kind of feel like I'm a little bit uninformed, just kind of grabbing what I can from Twitter and, you know, trying to get a feel for, you know, what's happening. But it's fairly clear that that's happening. And the only thing else I want to say is that I feel like I'm so in the dark. If you are a new trader and you're trying to just do it on your own and not spend any money and sit there, you know, and watch CNBC and trade from your iPad, I have no idea how you make money.
Wait, Mitch, can you ask him when his next day off is?
In the dark without my Benzinga Pro, without all my scanners, without all my information. I'm like just trading blind, basically.
Dennis.
It gives me a feel, yeah.
So when's the next off day for you?
Never again after this. I'm never going to take another off day. This is it, Mitch. So how do you take off days when you're going to miss the best trading day of the year? Normally on a day like this, I would be doing very well. I do very well in volatile markets. And obviously I'm not trading. I had some overnight positions that I just thought, oh, I'll just work out of those. Those will be easy. And now all of a sudden liquidity is gone. And, you know, here you are trying to, you know, adjust some of your overnight positions here, which weren't positioned very well. I don't have a lot of swings on right now. The one thing I did do is, you know, I've been nervous about the market. I've been talking about it for a few weeks. Obviously, I wasn't talking a South African strain coming, a new one. But, you know, I had been nervous that the technicals just weren't setting up well. So I had been lightening up some of, you know, I'd basically gotten rid of all my long swings. I'd actually sold a few stocks out of my long-term portfolio. I sold Las Vegas Sands, took a loss on that. I think I talked about that about 3 or 4 days ago. Sold around 41, I think. I think it's 37 this morning, so... So, you know, a couple things I did well in the longer term stuff, just positioning for this. But, you know, is this an overreaction? I think we've got to ask ourselves that question, too. You know, we're going to continue to see new strains. This isn't like COVID is not going away. We've said that. Mm-hmm. It's going to, you know, this people who just think COVID's just all of a sudden going to just go away and disappear, and we're going to resume life as, you know, we always have, is probably not the case. We've got to learn to live with this thing. So, you know, and the markets have learned to live with this, and that's why you're seeing a clear separation. Yes, it looks like a really ugly day for the markets, but hey, there's some stocks trading up on this. I looked a little while ago. Amazon, I thought, was trading in the green. I don't know if that's still the case, but you can clearly see that there. We know that there's certain tech companies that benefit from this. So, I mean, you go back to that to a certain extent, but does the market shrug this off in, you know, in a week or two? I tend to think so, unless it really gets ugly, like with the strain all of a sudden, you know, starts to really spread, you know, rapidly. But I tend to think this is an overreaction. But the one concern that I have is that the market already wanted to go down, and this gives it an excuse to go down. You can feel it in the technical. We've been talking about it on the show in the last week or so. The market wanted to go down, mm-hmm. and this is a really good excuse for it to go down. Buying the dip, you know, on every single thing. But on certain names, you know, certain tech names, maybe you use that opportunity. I mean, there's some beaten down stocks. Obviously, they got the Pelotons and Zooms that are going to have a nice rally here today. I would not chase those rallies because those are stocks that are in clear downtrends. But maybe there's some other stocks. Maybe you wanted to get into some commodity names. They're probably going to get hit today to a certain extent. You know, so have your shopping list, buying dips on stocks that have been strong, selling rips on stocks that obviously have been weak. I'm always playing that strategy.
All right, so we got some questions here. I'm going to pitch them in from Joel and Ben and Spencer here. So the first one up is, of course, PFE, Pfizer. What are you thinking about these healthcare stocks now?
Tell them what it's doing.
Well, first of all, I'm not at my computer, so I can't see what
they're
doing.
All right, so I got you.
I will say,
the same thing. Okay. Yeah, same thing Joel said. Tell them what it's doing. So it's actually up right now. It's up there towards it's had about a 7% up move in pre-market here. It is popping up.
What about Moderna? What about Moderna? I'm long Moderna, actually. I'm long. That's my one of my only swings. I'm swing long Moderna. What is Moderna doing?
Moderna is up also. It's also up on this news.
I would think it's up substantially, I would hope.
Yeah, we're up about 12% in Moderna.
Yeah, so the question is this an opportunity to ring the register in some of those names? Because some of those names had already been rallying into this. We knew, you know, that they'd been worried about obviously what was happening over in Europe and COVID for a little while here now. So we've seen a rally in some of the vaccine stocks, Novavax, Moderna, BioNTech, and Pfizer, you know, and the drug stocks too. The question is, on some of these, is this like the outside capitulation where you do ring the register in some of these names? Maybe. You know, I'm obviously still trying to analyze a lot of things on the fly here, so I haven't fully got them, you know, and I'm obviously just left the hotel room and I'm just driving here for 30 minutes. But just, you know, I'm trying to figure out, you know, where I'm going with a lot of things. But I think a lot of these healthcare stocks that have been rallying and rallying, now they're getting that upside capitulation move. I think it might be more of a selling opportunity here than a buying opportunity. So if Moderna's up 12%, and I bought this about 2.5 weeks ago, I think down, I don't know, 225, I think, and now it's probably pushing close to 300 or maybe over 300 in 2 or 3 weeks. It's a pretty good gain pretty fast. I'm probably up 25 or 30% on that position in a matter of 3 or 4 weeks. It might be the time to think about ringing the register as opposed to buying more. Now, again, you know, it depends on where we're going, but I mean, some of these names were already strong, and I feel like sometimes this is like, I feel like it is an overreaction in a lot of names, and maybe it's an overreaction on the buy side on some of these drug stocks.
All right. So I heard you already mentioned some stocks like TDoc and Zoom. Let's go to maybe, how do you feel about travel stocks today? They're definitely taking that hit, but is this kind of an overreaction in those travel stocks?
I think it is. The problem is they were weak going in, though. So, you know, my typical strategy is to buy stocks that are in uptrends on the weakness. Those stocks are all in downtrends, and then they're getting added to the weakness. So that would go against my principal core strategies of always, trying to, you know, buy the stronger stocks and sell the weaker ones. I would probably gather that there could be a bounce, but it's tough to catch the falling knife in these names. These names, I looked at this morning, Carnival Cruise Line's down another 11%, but it had been hammered already going into this because they were worried about Europe. They're worried about this thing not going away. I think that's a no touch for me yet. They gotta start showing me some life. And right now, they're not showing that at all. So catching the falling knees and some of these, you know, you can see Carnival Cruise Lines down 10, 12%. It could fall another 10 or 12% in a hurry on you. And, you know, then you'd be really stuck. So I don't want to be a hero. I don't want to come out and catch the falling knife on some of these names. I think I'm selling some strength maybe in some of the drug stocks if I was at my desk today. And I'm probably looking at, you know, buying some of the dips maybe on some of the commodity names just as, you know, shorter term trade. If they're getting, I'm assuming the commodities are getting hit. I didn't even look at that trade this morning because, again, I'm from my hotel room, but I'm just automatically assuming if we're on to, you know, a more stay-at-home trade, they're going to hit all the commodity names. Yep. And those have been weak. So, you know, like, you know, maybe look at some of your steelmakers if they're really getting hammered, you know, down those lows. But again, this is a market that I'm not really fully inclined to be just jumping in and buying stuff. I was selling stuff in the last week and a half. You know that if you've been listening to the show, because I've been worried about the technical. So I'm not so sure we just bounce right back and rip forward to the new highs. I think in some names that might be the case, but, you know, in some of your tech names like your Amazon are going to hold up better today. But it's still a very tricky market to just come in blind and say, oh, I buy the dip, I make money here, because we're so overbought and a lot of names as well.
Well, thank you, Dennis. Of course, like always, you can't stay away from the market, or maybe the market can't stay away from you, Dennis.
I'm telling you, man, if I would not have taken the day off, Mitch, this market would be doing nothing right now. I'd be sitting there and thinking, why did I not go away for a long weekend? Because there's my setup. I'm thinking, okay, I got Thursday off. Friday's a half day, Saturday and Sunday. If I was ever going to take a four-day weekend with my family, now's the case. So we went and rented a hotel, a little water park. I mean, the kids are loving it, and I'm thinking, oh, this is, you know, just a good call. And I look at the market this morning, and I'm like, oh, my goodness, this is costing me so much money, you know, an opportunity cost, obviously, because on these types of days, these are the days that, you know, inefficiencies are galore, and I love inefficiencies. So I guess you got to just not think about that kind of stuff, obviously. You got to take days off here and there, but it always seems like it's like Jamaica flashback. I went on my trip to Jamaica. I'm like, holy cow, this is a complete, you know, flashback to what we were doing a year and a half ago. I'm sitting down in Jamaica and watching the Dow fall 1,000 points a day, thinking, why am I not at my desk trading these awesome markets? So, but you know what? You got to take some time every once in a while. It was a half day I was taking off. Obviously, it's going to be a really good half day for those traders who are sitting at their desks. I'm trying to trade a little bit from my iPad, but I'm limited with what I can really do without all the information. So 2 points I just want to say again, if you're sitting there and you're trying to just trade from your iPad watching CNBC, that's what I'm trying to do, and it seems really tough to do. I guess if you're a long-term investor, you can do it that way. If you're a short-term trader, you got to pay for some information. Get your subscription at a bare minimum to your Benzinga Pro, so at least you kind of have some news flow of what's going on. You got Charles talking to you. And, you know, obviously, there's scanners, there's a different information. So, pitching Benzinga Pro to you today because I don't have it today, and I feel naked.
Yep, that's how it is. And, well, just to give a little pitch here, of course, we got a Black Friday sale. So, out there, if you want to check out Benzinga Pro.
Black Friday.
In the description.
Black Friday sales doesn't go down as the new Black Friday for the market. Monday.
He can't hear us, right?
I tend to think it's, you know, maybe a little bit over. I don't think we're going down like 2,000 Dow points today. I would hope that's not the case, but
you enjoy your vacation, man. I know that you're stressed out a little bit. Probably not right enjoying it right now.
I'm supposed to be relaxing. I'm stressed right out. All right, Mitch. Thanks for bringing me in. Everyone, have a great weekend. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. I mean, money isn't everything, so you got to enjoy your family. You got to get out there every once in a while. So happy Thanksgiving. We will see you guys on Monday. Joel Spencer, go get them, buddy.
Thank you. Thank you, Dennis. All right, guys.
We're back. So he said that he can't hear me and Spencer. So
it's like a normal.
What's different? It's like a normal day.
Joel, it's like a normal day with us. And Easy Mike asked, does he ever take a breath? No, he never takes a breath. He just keeps on going. The guy is a machine. And he doesn't even drink coffee. It's a thing.
I could see him in the hotel room, and I could just see Laura. Laura's the nicest lady. And I could just see her just like her head, like holding her, like,
yeah.
Come on, Dennis. I don't even know who was in the car with
she's
him
trying
there.
Trying to leave the hotel room, and she's like, come on, Dennis, we got to go to breakfast.
Like, let's go. Yeah.
crazy
stuff.
Yeah,
you want to go get that that free. You don't want to miss the free breakfast at those places, right?
No.
All right. So he, I think he echoed a lot of our sentiments, right? Mm-hmm. As far as, you know, just randomly buying the dip here. Now, you know, conversely, if you, you know, if there's stocks that have been on your shopping list, right, and you want to go shopping, you know, this perhaps would be the day. You know, for newer traders, you know, on days like this, you know, it may not, you know, maybe trade half size, right? Something like that, because with the way stocks are be moving today, you don't always need the same size. You're not going to have the same liquidity as well. So, all right, let's go.
And then the one thing I wanted to add here, this is a crazy hypothesis, and I'm noting that the market has been going up here for the past couple hours, but or at least it hasn't made new lows, which is something. But how's this for a thought? If this new variant, if it ends up being very serious again, that would mean any kind of change to monetary policy is off the table.
There you go.
Tapering is off the table. A rate hike, forget about it, right? Forget about it. And isn't that what the market wants? So in some perverse way, bad news could be good news in a perverse way. Think about it. All right, we have 5 minutes left in the show today. I do want to do some ticker time, and I do also want to thank Nick Malucci in chat for dropping us a Benjamin Franklin $100 bill. Happy holidays to you too, Nick Malucci, and everyone in the chat. Someone else had asked about Fubo. Can we look at Fubo here, Joel?
Let's take a look.
This was interesting to me because I would have assumed stay-at-home play, but it's not acting like it this morning.
Down 79 cents. And I mean, this had – you got a couple lows in the same area, maybe. I mean, right now I would just – if you really want to own Fubo, wow, 1464 is where this low was in May. So I don't – obviously we're not going to see that today, traded down 79 cents. I can't give you anything on the monthlies to really like to lean on. 20 psychological number. I mean, this thing's going down and it hasn't stopped since $34. So I don't know where you step in to buy the dip on this one. Well, give it time, maybe. Oh wait. Well, I guess 4 a.m. You know, the 4 a.m. overreaction in this took it down to 1950. It's a buck above that. So you think you're going to get this thing at 1950 today? I don't. I have to wait for a little bit more to develop on the dailies on this one. And as you all know, I have not been bullish these stocks. I have not been bullish your Fubo. I have not been bullish your DraftKings. I have not been bullish your Penn. DraftKings, we're going to have a talk with Sean. He's been a buyer since 41 here. I still – that $35 area. I mean, you still have to look at this. You had three monthly lows in that area. Boom. Today, the news is definitely not good for it. Penn, you know, 52, that was the area. It got off it. Now it's down 267, opening into the – 50-52. So let's see what happens. 50-78 was the low from Friday. So maybe if this thing goes back like under 50, they hit it, then it comes back up over 50-78. Potential buy here, but on the upside – major resistance in Penn here at 54. And just real quick, today, like after we finish today, I'm going to go over to Pre-Market Prep. We're going to have Sean Udall on, and it's going to be public. So anyone, you don't have to sign up, subscribe, or do the free trial, premarketprep.com. I'm trying to convince Spencer and Mitch to come over there with me. And, you know, he'll be licking his chops, man, because he loves to buy the dip. We'll see what he'll be looking at on the dip today. That's premarketprep.com. Let's get to some more symbols.
Description below will have that link for you if you want to get on over to Pre-Market Prep. So
the description also has a link to the Benzinga Pro Black Friday sale. And it has a link to where you can sign up for the final Pre-Market Prep Plus webinar of the year. It's in 2 weeks or 3 weeks. 2 weeks.
It's 2 weeks from Saturday. And Mitch, I'm getting tons of compliments on that video.
Let's do it. We'll play that video at the end here.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah. We'll
okay. But we have to leave time here. It's 8:57 here. I do want to leave time a couple minutes here at the end, Joel. I know you're feeling very nervous. I know it's a big weekend for you. Tomorrow's a very big day. Do you want to tell us your predictions for the big game?
Look at the screen right now, Joel. I got some graphics just for you, man.
I know. Listen,
I'll sing the song. Oh, how I hate Ohio State. Oh, how I hate Ohio State.
This is a game. This is the big game. I mean, I'm surprised the spread is as low as it is. Right?
What's the spread?
7.5.
Okay.
Okay. Ohio State has, and I'm not even looking at the line, they have 6 bona fide NFL players, 3 wide receivers, a quarterback, and then 2 running backs. They're going to be tough. Okay. But Michigan has Aiden Hutchinson, top 5 draft choice, right? They got Daxton Hill. They got David Ajabo. Okay, they got some tricks up their sleeve, hopefully. I'm hoping for rain and snow and sleet. I'm breaking out the double long johns. I just want it to be a cold day. You got to keep them off the field. Even if we don't score, we got to get the ball. We got to have a drive. We got to score. We can't let them on the field. If they are on the field, they're going to eventually score. So I've never wanted to beat Ohio State more than this one.
Wow.
Yeah, I never have, man.
Kind
of reminds me of 1969, though, when Michigan was a huge underdog. And the Big House then. But, I mean, it's going to be a tough game. And I'm going – what more can I ask for? I'm going with my wife and my daughter. Got my Michigan shirt. I'm fired up. I usually don't sleep this week anyways, you know, thinking about the game and thinking about strategies. Now I have to look up the Spoos down 50, you know. I'm like, so it's taking my mind off the game a little bit. It's going to be tough, but I'm looking forward to it.
As long as I don't see you like this. Oh man, come on.
Yeah.
Come on. I don't want to see that. I want to see more like this.
No, I mean,
like, rip them. You got to rip your shirt off and you got to flex them, baby.
I tell you, man, they're those Ohio State people there, man. They're going to pack the stadium. They're going to be coming up in their RVs and they're going to be, I mean, this is it. This is it. This is the game. So you guys know where I'll be back on, I'll be back on Monday no matter what. We're going to wrap things up. I'm just going to give you my quick look at the Spoos here. I mean, of course, the most important thing
Joel, charts, Spoos, please.
Yeah. The most important thing is to hold this pre-market low here at 45.97. Now, if we take out that pre-market low, we go down. I still see some other daily lows in there, so I'm not going to get super excited on the downside. But the longer the bulls can protect that pre-market low, then you're going to get a pop off this, right? And I'm thinking a really nice pop would be to the bottom of Friday's range, which would be 56.25. That's only 36 handles away from here. So keep an eye on those parameters. Same with your stocks. I'm going to hop over to premarketprep.com. Spencer, I don't know what's going on there to Israel. Do we get to see any Spencer pictures? I asked you to grab a Spencer picture. Do you have one? Spencer picture?
This is my dad and I. When I was 2 years old, we lived in Taiwan. And for 6 months, this is my dad and I outside the Grand Hotel, a famous hotel.
You were cute back then.
Apparently owned by Chiang Kai-shek or something like that. I'm not quite sure. But anyway, that was 2-year-old Spencer living in Taiwan.
Okay, I'm hopping off to premarketprep.com. We are going to cover some more stocks over there. Spencer, Mitch, if you can join me, that's great. Everyone, have a great day, great weekend. Go Blue.
All right, we're going to go ahead and end off here with the trailer here for the execution. You guys check out this event, the last event here of the year.
December's 11th, guys. Plus. December 11th. Check it out.
All right.
Get ready. Premarket Prep Plus. Plus.
So here it is, Intro to Professional Trading 3.
How to maximize your profits and reduce your slippage. We're going to teach you how to read the consolidated tape and look at the order book.
This is your chance.
We're going to tell you how those off-exchange market makers are making money off your retail orders, and we're going to show you how to level the playing
field.
Order
execution, order flow, and tape read.
Be there.
You guys think we're fired up on...
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.